Donald Trump will likely win big in Kentucky on November 8th. The 538 poll aggregator predicts the Republican nominee has a 99.6% chance of winning Kentucky's 8 electoral votes. But what is still unclear is how his popularity will affect the down ballot, especially in races for the hotly contested State House of Representatives. Republicans are trying to win a majority in that chamber for the first time in nearly a century. And as Capitol reporter Ryland Barton explains, Trump could help the party crack into some historically Democratic districts in rural Kentucky.
Election night last year was supposed to be a celebration for Kentucky Democrats, ushering Attorney General Jack Conway into the governorship, just as all the polls had predicted would happen.
Tonight was not the result that we had hoped for, but it is a result that we respect.
Even then, all eyes were on the State House of Representatives, and House Speaker Greg Stumbo tried to reassure the room full of Democrats in Frankfort that the party would be able to ride a popular wave created by Hillary Clinton in the coming year.
There's a horse out there. It's not American Pharoah. It's an Arkansas Traveler. And that horse is bringing a lady jockey. And that horse and that jockey are going to come here to Kentucky next year and help us rebuild this party.
A year later, it's safe to say that if Kentucky Democrats have any success in this year's elections, it won't be on the coattails of Hillary Clinton. The Democrat trails Trump by about 19 points in the state, according to an average of polls from 538, and many down-ballot Democratic candidates have refused to even mention her name when campaigning. Meanwhile, down-ballot Republicans remind voters at every turn that their Democratic opponents come from the same political party as Clinton. Here's Republican State House candidate D.J. Johnson, who's running against incumbent Democratic Representative Jim Glenn in Owensboro.
He actually said, "I am a Democrat and I follow Democrat policies, period." What he's really saying is that whatever Obama or Hillary or Stumbo want, I will follow, period.
Opposition to national Democrats is not new in Kentucky. The state has for decades sent Republicans to Congress, partly in response to issues like abortion, gun rights, and more recently, EPA regulations that affect the coal industry. Democrats in the State House of Representatives have so far survived the state's drift towards the Republican Party, but that might all change with Trump at the top of the ballot, says Al Cross, a political commentator and director of UK's Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues.
These House races are essentially local races. But when you can create a larger issue that people care about that influences their vote, such as the coal issues, then you make a change in their voting patterns and perhaps even in their party allegiance.
Trump is popular in rural Kentucky, especially eastern Kentucky. Republicans have leaned hard into the coal issue this year, airing ads across the state tying House Democrats like Greg Stumbo to the top of the ticket.
And yes, Obama, I believe in the core values that he represents.
Greg Stumbo said that while Obama killed coal jobs. Now half are gone and Hillary wants the rest.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners out of business.
That Hillary Clinton quote about coal has gone viral in Kentucky. Although it was taken slightly out of context, it's made her toxic across much of the state, which voted to send Bill Clinton to the White House twice in the 1990s. House Democrats have tried to run against Republican Governor Matt Bevin's record, but Al Cross says that strategy might not be working because Bevin appears to be, if not popular, not unpopular.
It's easier for the Republicans to identify with what's going on at the national level and drive people's vote in that direction.
At stake in all of this is control of the state house, which Democrats have held since 1922. But House Republicans thought they had a chance to take over in the 2014 and 2012 elections as well. This year, the fate of the last legislative chamber controlled by Democrats in the South could depend on whether Trump supporters vote Republican all the way down the ballot. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.
You can find this story and other election-related stories on our website at weku.fm and tune in for election coverage Tuesday night, November 8th, starting at 8 and continuing all night on WEKU.